comprised the eight counties in Maryland, pretty much the central Maryland region, and found that with the exception of Montgomery County, Howard County had on average the highest gas prices.
It's argued that Montgomery County has the highest highest gas prices because they have the highest cost of living in Maryland, among other things. Why is Howard County the second highest?
Well, there are a couple of things. What we found is looking into some areas where there were some zoning restrictions, we found that in the Columbia area, particularly, gas prices were on average higher, even within Columbia, even within Howard County, Maryland.
The fact that there are so few gas stations, it's a question of limited supply, I mean limited places where you can buy gas, is that really one of the reasons?
I think that we're seeing that. We're also seeing that, you know, it's obviously difficult to find gas stations in Columbia given sort of some of the signage restrictions, which, you know, I'm not really able to comment too much on. But just in general, what we found was that when we looked at gas stations and controlled for those in Columbia and those outside of Columbia, we found that there was definitely a statistical significant difference in the gas prices.
Okay, and at least you studied this over 2012 prices, and I guess the average price for the year was $3.65 for Howard County. Is that correct? I just want to make sure I'm quoting the numbers correctly.
Yeah, $3.65 for Howard County. I think Montgomery County was $3.55, but there were some. And obviously, the lowest price one looks like Harford County at $3.55.
To prices in your analysis?
I think nothing really. I mean, it was it wasn't too surprising at some of the analysis. Just from living in Howard County, you've been to notice it. It was good to see that the data did kind of confirm some of our issues and what factors were influencing those prices. Sort of. It made us able to better understand what was going on.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it. And this also, who knows, 2012, this is before the gas tax was factored in, because this is before the gas tax was passed, as I'm just looking at the various aspects of your study. What about the argument that, one of the things that Howard County has is as higher income people, so these are people who can afford these high gas prices. I mean, Howard County is one of the wealthiest counties in the state, along with Montgomery County.
Right, and that certainly is an argument. I think some of the question becomes is sort of, yes, if there's a higher income here, are people obviously able to influence that? We controlled for that factor as well. One of the concerns that we have is that, are these prices being kept artificially high? Are there impediments, are there barriers to entry that are going on that are preventing gas stations from moving into the area to perhaps have more of a competitive landscape? And that we really don't know enough about that yet, but what we see is as we see the presence of more gas stations coming in, the prices tend to kind of get pushed down. As gas stations are closer to their competitors, prices get pushed down. As there are more sometimes unbranded gas stations, also prices get pushed down as well. So, the question becomes sort of, is there a good mix of gas stations in the region that would sort of ensure that prices are fairly competitive? Because, right now we're pushing almost 5% of the average household's income in gasoline purchases. So, any way we could sort of help relieve that through competition would certainly be very helpful.